Themeless Tuesday. In the last few weeks, we've had rugby league players turn real estate agents, turn financiers, turned wharfies. So plenty of those coming through. Today, I thought we'd do entrepreneurs, and because I come across this in the Australian, the Fin Review. This is just to abbreviate this.
The dorsal fin?
It's Julianne Spragg writes this. Wes Mars is a former NRL rugby league player who at 41 is worth close to $1 billion.
What?
$1 billion.
Seriously?
Yes. Yes.
I wish I played with Wes.
I played with Wes. And he didn't crack first grade at the West Tigers. He went to
billion.
South Sydney in 2002.
$1 billion.
Almost $1 billion.
That's it.
Right?
I don't have $100 to my name.
So he's done it all from Dubbo. The headquarters have and remain, and he said they'll always be there at Dubbo. Wes Mars is the chief executive at Mars Group, which he started. He talks about, even while building a professional rugby league career, he would go off to work for an equipment hire company, right? He was full-time. He used to go to training at 6 in the morning. Then he'd finish footy training at 11 or 12 near lunchtime, and then he'd go straight to work. He started out as a dog's body. In the yard, and away he went, right? So after calling time on his rugby league career, so he played two games only at South. They lost both games. He said he realised he'd never been the top 20% players and therefore the earners in the game. So he returned to Dubbo, right, on September 11, 2002. He had $14,000 in savings, right? And I remember him telling me this story. And this is where sliding doors happened. There was a vacant block of land next door to his parents. He had $14,000. He got a bobcat, learned how to drive the bobcat on the vacant block of land. That's all going well. Started to dig some pools locally. He then borrowed $25,000 to buy a tipper truck. And away he went, right? So out of all of that, his company was listed, I think it was last year. And now the value is almost $1 billion.
My God.
For Wes Mars.
Digging holes.
Yes.
So bobcats, trucks,
all that sort of stuff. And
that's huge.
Self-made.
Yeah, good on you, Wes.
Self-made. He says a big part of it was developing a good team around him, right? And he got that through Wayne Bennett. He said this includes how to create a good team. It needs different people, right? He said you've got to have feelers, you've got to have aggressors, and you've got to have some mozzies. He says a mozzie is someone who buzzes around and they're quite funny, but they're really good in short doses, good energy.
Am I a mozzie?
You're a mozzie.
Yeah, heavy.
You're a mozzie.
Unfortunately, short doses, I go for about 5 days.
I'm a
mozzie that doesn't die.
But Tim Sheen's always wanted the mozzie.
Yeah.
He always wanted the mozzie in the team. So there you go. So that is Wes Mars. So today the subject is our Themeless Tuesday. We're looking for entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Anyone come to mind, Finchie?
Benny Elias. Benny was the first with phones. I remember Benny telling me on my podcast, Uncensored, that when the Super League War come in, this is how much he was making with phones. Cowboys come at him for huge money to go up there for 3 or 4 years. And he said, nah, I'm staying retired.
It was worth too much for him to work.
When the phones went through the roof.
Wow.
You know, it was absolutely through the roof. So Benny was one of the first real businessmen out of that era, wasn't he? Who made a good living through phones, and obviously he's gone into property and whatever else since.
So the team of entrepreneurs, anyone come to mind, Brooksy?
For me, as an old Illawarra fan, Michael Bolt, the hooker.
Yeah, what did he do?
And his cousin, Andrew Farrer, owned a pub called Cousins down in Wollongong in
Andrew
the 80s.
Andrew Farrer, the Canterbury Bulldogs.
Yeah,
son.
They're cousins.
What's the one on the cliff there at Scarborough?
Scarborough Hotel.
Did he?
Yeah, oh,
sure.
There you go.
We might have gone too early on the publicans.
Yeah.
Mick Cronin.
But then Bolte started Red Square, which is a vodka bar on Crown Street. Mm. And he also had the pub down at Wynn Stadium, you know, the brewery.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. The Cattleman Brewery, the Morris boys. Mm.
We got one next.
We've got the wingers and the centres sorted.
Alcohol must be, it might be a whole separate.
Liquor.
Yeah.
Wynn.
Peter Wynn.
The Peter Wynn story.
Can't score here. He'll never score.
Gibbo, if you need a marquee, where would you go?
Oh, Guru, Eric Groth Jr. But I'm thinking in the halls of SEN, there's a few entrepreneurs around. I know in the afternoon show, Jimmy Smith, I don't know how many business ventures that guy's got on his plate. Even in this studio, we've got Fletch usually. Yeah. You know, the successful cleaning company. So SEN, there's a lot of entrepreneurs around here. Finchie, I think think you've got something as well?
No. A few of the industries I put my money in weren't really...
Didn't really go through the roof.
No, all legal. Georgie Rose, this one coming through. He's part of No Limit Boxing, of course. Running that is Georgie Rose. Sean Garlick, you've got the Garlow's Pies. Denon Kemp with Bloke in a Bar.
There's plenty there.
Ryan Girdler, Girdler's Grind is the coffee shop. You've got...
Luke Waterhouse with Luke Ricketts.
Insurance. You've got Dykes. Adam Dykes is in development, and he's had a few vision franchises for gyms.
Speaking of gyms...
Jim's mowing.
Mark Carroll.
C-2.
Yeah, we've got him. Who else we got? Lou Zivanovich.
Yeah, Lou.
Development.
Yeah.
He's big in the game.
I remember John Coote used to have a furniture warehouse. The ads were on in the 90s.
Yes.
You go, come down to John Coote's furniture warehouse.
Yeah. Well, Ron Coote was the franchises. Was he McDonald's or something like that?
Gary Coyne. Remember the Raiders back row scored four in a game. He's got a number of... McDonald's franchises.
Well, when you're talking about pub Steve Bowden, former Jets front rower, and of course, David Barnhill. William Farrow Hotel. I think he sold it for about $30 million.
That's
one of the greatest publicans of all time, Barney.
Oh.
Like that pub, the Farrow's got the biggest punters club in Australia.
Yeah. Anyway, have your say. 1300 01 1170. PD Shell Harbour, Denon Kemp. Yeah, bloke in a bar. We've got that one. 1300 01 1170. Oh, yes. Look out, Finch man.
Yeah,
he's coming in hot.
Yeah.
Here he comes, the reptile. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Focus and Complicated Genius.
How you going, mate?
Good, mate. How's things going?
It's been good, mate. Coming into summer, this is the last Focused and Complicated.
Yeah.
I can be both unfocused and complicated at the same time. My man Sugar's his last day, Reptile, so it's good to hear from you. But, mate, have we recovered from the South loss? Have you moved on from that yet? How are you travelling?
Yeah, moved on. We sent a few therapists. The therapist turned white after I was finished talking to her. Yeah, so she needs a therapist now. But, yeah, we're all good.
Hey, great to hear your dulcet tones, Reptile. We're talking about entrepreneurs. A few coming in here for the Adam McDougall, the Man Shack.
Of course, that's worth plenty.
Yeah.
You got to put Maddie and Andrew Johns in there with their new brewery.
Yes, Steel City.
Steel City.
Yeah, good call. Anyone else come to mind, Reptile?
Oh, I don't think that hard. What about Rico? You got Rico with his new business just started?
Yeah, Rico's in insurance.
And he's tipped and burping.
Yeah.
Mate, wasn't that one of the all-time? Have we got that there? Listen to
Look,
this.
Look, I think moving forward, I reckon they're just going to... I think Joey will play a few positions, but he's a good kid. And,
mate, like, that's the best.
Oh, outstanding Reptile.
Lucky he wasn't doing the pitch to Smitty.
Exactly right.
Brandon Smith, he would have been mouthful of pizza just talking to him.
maybe Brandon was there with him at the time. Maybe that's what got him over the line.
Reptile, the young halfback we heard from Ben Hornby during the week, young Lachlan, I'm not sure how to pronounce
Ilias.
Yes. He looks like getting first crack. I haven't seen much of him. Good rap on the kid. How does he go being a Bunnies fan?
Well, the only point of call we got is that Dragons game, and even Wayne Bennett said, I have never seen him play. And he looked good for a kid that hadn't played a lot of football. He was controlled, played within himself, didn't overthink it, and we won the game.
Yeah, absolutely. So well,
I think he another crack.
Seems a confident kid too, which is the main thing. Hey, Reptile, we've got to hit the news, mate, but great to chat, and you and your family, and you've got a big, big family out there. All the best over Chrissy, mate.
Same to you, boys. Be safe, Sugar. Good to see you back in the new year.
We'll chat to you then, Captain, the skipper of the Kiwi Corner, the Reptile, talking to the Complicated and the Unfocused Genius. We appreciate that, Reptile. 1300 01 1170. Plenty of nominations coming in for our entrepreneurs team, Fitchy. I'm pleased to say Jackson's on the line. G'day, Jacko.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
We're going good, Jack. What do you know, mate?
That's all right. So just on entrepreneurs, story on Norm Proven. He used to run a resort up on the Sunshine Coast and sold it for huge money by the time he was ready to retire from it. So, so that's a good one. But then the other one is Benny Walker. You probably need a double up there. He also runs his own real estate agency in Toowoomba, in Ipswich, I should say. So a couple of double ups there for you.
Beautiful. Norm Proven, Benny Walker. And you just made me think about...
Norm Proven, 11 premierships wasn't enough.
Yeah, Harry Wells, the great Harry Wells, he had a bottle-o up at Port Macquarie. So he's another one, the great Harry Wells. Good on you, Jacko. We appreciate that, mate.